I'm Mark Bayshore. It's Current State on WKAR. There are lots of components to a well-rounded education, and one that can get overlooked is the very practical area of financial skills. For Current State's Neighbors in Action segment this week, we're taking a look at an organization that strives to empower young people with those skills, Junior Achievement of Mid-Michigan. The volunteer-based organization promotes economic success in young people by teaching financial literacy, entrepreneurship, and work readiness to K through 12 students in Ingham, Eaton, and Clinton counties. Joining us today in the studio are Junior Achievement of Mid-Michigan's Senior Program Manager, Chris Hakor. Welcome, Chris.
Welcome.
And volunteer Sujatha Shankar. Welcome, Sujatha.
Thank you, Mark.
Chris, do the kids come to you for the classes? Do you go to them? How do you connect?
Actually, what we do is we basically reach out to the teachers and principals and superintendents, and we meet with them, and the teachers actually send me a program request form. And what we do is from there, we tell them, they tell us what the program is that they would like, and we go ahead and set them up with that.
Does the school system typically put this out there for the kids, or is this a decision that the administrators make?
This is a decision basically that the principal and the teachers make.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not out there just for the kids.
How many schools are you working with here in the Tri-County area?
Right now, we probably have over, I'm going to say, 30 schools that we work with.
And how many volunteers do you have?
You know what? We have over 240 volunteers that we use on a yearly basis, and that encompasses both fall and spring.
Hmm. So, Jatha, you're one of those volunteers. How long have you been volunteering?
About 5 years now.
5 years. And you work with what age? Do you have an age? I mean, it's K through 12. Do you specialize in a particular age level or what?
Mark, I really enjoy working with elementary level. So I make sure I mentioned to Chris that below five, fifth graders, I can handle, and I enjoy working with them.
Hmm.
So it's usually been only up to fifth grade.
And talk to us a little bit more about what makes that so rewarding. What do you like about working with elementary age kids?
Oh, it is the most gratifying thing to do, volunteering with the kids. My primary reason to even start this is my kids got this. When they were in school, they had Junior Achievement. They came home very excited about Junior Achievement. And so when an opportunity came up for me to be involved, it was me 100% involved. I've gone to Lansing schools and East Lansing, Okemos, and Hazlitt. And, of course, recently the one I just got done is St. Thomas. The little kids are, they just wait for your arrival. And, you know, it's just exciting to see them. And the first, I mean, usually the last one I got done is first graders. So like five sessions, you walk in the first time, they don't know you, but they get to know you. And then second session you go, they're waving at the door. They're waiting for you to enter because I'm waiting there for my time to enter. And there's already a session going on. And they just, the teacher can't wait to let me in to get going. So it's that exciting. And every story, every little thing, they remember it, and they respond back to you, and it's gratifying.
What do you do to engage a first grader in learning about money and business?
Oh, it's very interesting. I know our topic for first graders was our families, and the information that JA gives you to get working on this is tremendously foolproof, dumbproof. You just have to spend 15 minutes to prepare for the class. And you walk in, and then there was the first time you talk about is you show a community, a big map of community, of parents helping or a person taking out garbage out or, someone who goes to the school bus to get the kids out. And that is the first picture you show them. And then you talk about families. And the next session is you talk about need and want. And this is first graders, right? So this is Christmas time coming. And you really want to emphasize the difference between need and want. And they go from that. And I came up with a story of taking a trip to Mars. And if you have to take a trip with me to Mars, and so let's all do it. So we went with the kids to Mars. And the first grader said, okay, now let's see what we need. And so Sure enough, at the end of the story, they figured out the only three things that we need is shelter, food, and clothes. And so we came back to Earth again. And then so next session I went in, and I had those little flashcards. They show, you know, for them to recognize what we did in the past. So there's this need, and there's this want. And then those kids are like, oh, like when we went to Mars the other day. It is so real when, you know, when they associated that story so well and took a good lesson from that.
We're learning about junior achievement in Mid-Michigan with volunteer Sujatha Shankar, along with senior program manager Chris Hakor. Chris, why do you think economic and financial skills are important to learn at a young age?
Oh, I think it's huge. I think anytime we can teach a student at the 11th and 12th grade level to be able to talk about financial literacy, a bit about developing a budget and developing other things with them. But if we have found that we start them out in the kindergarten grade, and we work them all the way through first, second, third, all the way up through 12th grade, we found that it's just the repetitiveness in talking about these things, I think it's just gigantic. And we have found that to be true over the years. And so I think it's vitally important that we start early with the kids. And so, and that's why we are a K through 12 program.
You started out as a volunteer as well, correct?
I did.
And now you're with the organization.
Absolutely. And I absolutely loved it when I did it. I mean, I can remember the first time I went in, where my kids go to Grand Ledge, and I went into Willow Ridge Elementary. And I told my wife, I said, this is going to be exciting. I went in there, taught the class. And when I came out of that classroom and I called my wife, I was literally shaking, quite honestly. It was so much fun, you know, and it's rewarding. You know, a lot of these kids, when I go into volunteer training or something of that sort, I tell them, I say, listen, sometimes what we need to do is we need to follow script, but the fact of the matter is you're going to find that what I need you to do is be happy, be alive, and be with these kids, because sometimes it's the most positive thing they see all day.
I'm curious if both of you were raised with an adequate degree of financial literacy education. Chris is shaking his head no. Sujatha, do you feel like you were? I mean,
yes.
I'm curious how you ended up this place. How did you end up in this place? I'm thinking it may have had something to do with your own financial literacy when you were young.
That's true. You know, I work for Jackson, and we talk money. We deal with money all the time. So I take my experience.
Jackson National.
I take my experience to the classroom. I tell them what I do when I first introduce myself. And it's important for them to understand, to stay in school, to survive, to go through everything they do every year, and to graduate. And that is the ultimate. For your need and want, ultimately you need money to buy anything. And that money, you know, you have to have a good job to get the money. And we talk about businesses and entrepreneurs and how to start businesses. Everything turns around to say, you got to be successful in school to get there.
I was really quite surprised at the number of different programs that you offer when I visited your website. JA Be Entrepreneurial, JA Career Success, JA Global Marketplace. I counted 21 altogether with different emphases. Very impressive. Chris, how can listeners get involved and become volunteers?
Oh, absolutely. Mark, they can visit our website at www.jamidmichigan.org, but they can also reach out to me anytime, 24 hours a day. I'm always there. My phone number is 896-2002. They can also use chris.hukord, H-O-C-Q-U-A-R-D, at j.org. And, you know, anytime they want to talk, if they want to shadow someone that has actually done the program and is teaching in the classrooms, they can do that. I would love to go in the classroom. They can shadow me, and I can show them exactly how to do it before they have the opportunity to do it. So anything they need to do, I will do it.
You have a fundraiser or some kind of fundraising event coming up. Can you tell us about that?
I certainly can. I mean, it's a JA Star Makers event. It's on December 1st. It's at the Radisson Hotel. And basically what we do is it's a fundraiser. It's an ASK program. And basically what we have is we have a lot of kids from different school systems that will be there performing. And so it's great. It's entertaining. We provide a breakfast. And it's it's just a very fun time.
If we've got a listener right now who's thinking about maybe giving some thought to becoming a volunteer, how many hours a week does it require?
It's funny. There's got several different ways to get involved, but I will tell you that it's generally what we do is we say it's between 30 and 45 minutes a week for 5 weeks for the elementary programs. In middle school, it can be anywhere from 6 to 7 sessions, and at high school, it can be 5 to 7 sessions. And when I say a session, that's generally about 45 minutes. They usually go in traditional style. We'll do it for once a week for 5 weeks, or you get with the teacher, they get with you, you guys can make your own schedule. So it's very, very flexible.
jamidmichigan.org.
Correct.
Good starting point right there, the website. We've been speaking with Junior Achievement of Mid-Michigan's Senior Program Manager Chris Hukor and volunteer Sujatha Shankar. And to find out more about the program, jamidmichigan.org. Thank you and good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate the time.